Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Quran, the virtues of making tilawat of Quran, of reciting Quran Sharif. Today we do a hadith that is in a form of a mithal. Mithal is a example. Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them that when they would explain to people, one of the effective methods that they would use is they would create an example to explain what they are saying. So therefore you find in hadith also you get Kitabul Amthal, the book on examples. So one very effective way of teaching somebody something is to illustrate what you're saying by means of an example. So one famous hadith that we hear of under the virtues of Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one example. He said, if a man has a brook running in front of his home and he baths therein 5 times a day, will there be any dirt remaining on his body? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained, by that example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that when a person reads his salah 5 times a day, it's like that person taking a bath 5 times a day. So now when a person is taking a bath, all the dirt that may be on his body, all is washed off. So a simple example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, but he illustrated the effective power that salah has in washing a person's gunas of his body. So today in this hadith we're doing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example of a fruit and how the illustration of the fruit, the sweetness of the fruit, the smell of the fruit, etc., with regards to a person making tilawat of Quran and with regards to a person not making tilawat of Quran. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمن الذي يقرأ القرآن مثل الأترجة ريحها طيب وطعمها طيب ومثل المؤمن الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل التمرة لا ريح لها وطعمها حلو ومثل المنافق الذي يقرأ القرآن كمثل الريحانة ريحها طيب وطعمها مر ومثل المنافق الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل الحنظلة ليس لها ريح وطعمها مر متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the similitude, the example of a believer who recites Quran Sharif is that of a citron. A citron, for us to understand, is like a cross between an orange and a mandarin. In India, etc., you see it, it's called Mosambi. So it's a sweetish fruit, very sweet, but a cross between a mandarin and a orange. So it's something like that type of fruit, a citrus fruit. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. So it's got a beautiful, pleasant smell also, and it's got a very pleasant taste. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the example of a person who recites the Quran is that of a citron. Its scent is fragrant and its taste is good. So to understand the first example, the person is a believer plus he's reading Quran. So believer meaning he's got iman in his heart, what is within him. So this is an example of the smell, the taste that this person has. So the taste of iman, he's got iman. So the taste is there and externally is the smell. So the smell is there and the taste is there. This is the example of a person who's a believer and he makes tilawat of Quran. Allah Ta'ala make us of this kind, where we have the taste also, that fragrance is there and the taste. The example of a believer who does not recite the Quran Sharif is that of a date. It has no scent, but its taste is sweet. So the example of a person who does not recite the Quran is that of a date. So inside he's got iman, he's a believer, he's got iman. Inside his heart, he's got iman, but externally he's not reciting the Quran. So therefore, like a date, it's got no smell, but it's got taste. So iman has got to do with the taste, and tilawat has got to do with the smell. So the second example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving is that this person is a believer, he's got iman, so he's got that taste, but he doesn't have the smell. So that is the example of a date. So the first one was something like an orange, the second one was a date. And the third example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving, the similitude or example of a hypocrite who recites the Quran Sharif is that of a vessel. Vessel is a flower. Its scent is fragrant, but its taste is bitter. So this person is a munafiq. He's got no iman. He's got no iman, but he's making tilawat of Quran. You get people like that, they don't have iman, but they still read Quran Sharif. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, this example is of a flower. That flower, if you go to taste it, very, very bitter. But if you go to smell it, it's very nice. So by means of reading Quran, he's got that smell, but inside there's no iman, so it is bitter. This is the third example. And then the fourth example Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, the example of a hypocrite who does not recite the Quran Sharif, is that of a colocynth. In Arabic we say hanzala. So this is a flower or a plant. It has no scent and its taste is bitter. So outwardly also no scent. He's not even making Quran. He's not making tilawat of Quran. He's a hypocrite. And inside he doesn't have iman. So outward there's no scent. And inward there's a very, very bitter taste. So this is the fourth example of a hypocrite. So therefore Allah Ta'ala make us of those people that recite Quran and we have iman, because this is the best person has got. The taste also, and he's got the smell also, and wherever he goes and wherever he moves, he takes that scent with him, he takes that smell with him, he takes that beauty with him, and he goes. This is a person of Quran Sharif. So therefore it's not hard. We should all try to become a person of Quran Sharif, be of the first kind. Because of the iman we've got that taste, and because of tilawat we've got that fragrance, that smell. Sometimes you don't have to physically smell the person, it doesn't physically smell, but it is a smell that can be appreciated by the pious, it can be appreciated by the arwah, it can be appreciated by the ruh of people. This person is a man of beauty, smell, etc., because of the amount of tilawat of Quran. Some pious people, they would say that we can actually perceive, without even seeing, we can perceive that a certain person has come in the masjid because of the amount of zikr that person makes. So because of the zikr, he's got his own fragrance, he's got his own smell, that we don't even have to look while sitting, and we are in our place. The pious, Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with these type of senses. Our senses are already clogged because of the amount of guna that we do. But their senses are open, they can smell, they can literally perceive what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. So whilst they busy in their ibadat, they can sense that this person has come in, that person has come in, because of the amount of dhikr, the amount of tilawat of Quran they make, they've got that fragrance. Allah Ta'ala make us from that quality also. We also move around with that natural, not just only the artificial attar that we're putting, but the natural fragrance that Allah Ta'ala has placed in tilawat of Quran. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.